Hi, this is Dr. John Gray, author of Men from Mars, Women from Venus, and you're listening to the Kick-Ass Life Show with David Wood.
Make your life better? This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Hey, David here, and welcome to the show. Yes, it is a day with a guest. And I'm really excited about the guest, and I'll introduce him. It is a him in a couple of minutes here. But I just want to sort of say, you know what? We are knocking on the door of 1 million downloads. I almost said 1 million shows. It feels like that some days. Like last night, it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm recording a show. I had so much fun. If you haven't listened to the show, 26 ways to be happy or to create happiness. Like, it was 26 something anyway. I was writing the show notes at 1 o'clock this morning, but anyway, go and listen to it. It's a lot of fun. I actually don't listen to my own shows very often, but I had to listen to that one because I was laughing so much when I woke up. So I thought I'd just tell you, you know, we're going to have 1 million downloads for the Thursday show. We will have hit 1 million downloads. I just can't imagine that. Imagine that sitting here in this little tiny studio. It's not so small, I suppose. But in the studio, and that 1 million times people have thought to download this. And so my heart goes out, and I'll do a big celebration on the 1 millionth download coming up. But today we'll focus on our guest and have a little music though first. I hope he likes this. He's in this age group though. He's not a young in this one. He's gonna kill me when I said that. But here we go. Let's listen to this. I got that beat going on. That's the knack. If you want to get the links, you like a song and you want to find out what it is, or you want to find it, just go to the show notes, thekickasslife.com, and I always put the links to the songs in there so you can find them easily as I have a little good time here. I'm not a DJ, but you know, I like to play some songs on the shows. And guess what? You know what? Before I bring the guest on, I do want to say I do have a new show launching. And the new show is launching very, very soon. And it's called Amplified Network Marketing. And what I've done, for those of you, I understand it's not for everyone. I understand some of you have, you know, either no interest, or some of you have, you know, dabbled and it hasn't worked out for you. For you dabblers, you need to listen to the show because it's really about personal growth. It's really about real stories, real people. It's the strategies, templates, systems, amazing relationships, you know, great memories. I mean, this industry has really carved, or I call it a profession, but it's really helped sculpt me into the person I've become. And I'm absolutely in love with it. And most people who are not in love with it, if they've been around it, they've just dabbled, or they've been in the wrong company, you have to find the right company. And again, it's not going to be a big sales pitch trying to get you into a company. This is just to educate, because there's millions and millions and millions of people out there who are millions. I mean, really all over the world who are in this industry or looking. They're looking to free themselves from the shackles of a job or the shackles of a company or a business that where they don't have any freedom. And again, so the show's going to come out. And what I want to do is I've done 12 of those of you that are interested. I know it's not for everyone, but those of you that are interested in the new show, I've done 12 free videos, and I'm going to keep adding to them. So if you want to go and get those 12 free videos, just go to amplifiednetworkmarketing.com, and then you can just get the videos there. And I just come to you, and I normally record on my deck here at the house, and I start giving you little nuggets and tidbits. And these things are all transferable. It doesn't matter what business you're in. If you learn this stuff, you don't have to be in network marketing. It just have to be somebody who wants to create freedom, because really what it's all about in the end of the day is creating freedom. And that's what my guest does today. He's going to help you do that. This is a guy who actually really interestingly, after I left Peak Potentials, which at the time was the largest and fastest growing personal development company in the world. Now it's a lot smaller today, but at that time, and we were training, when I was training there, I mean, there was only two trainers at the time, and we were training anywhere from 1,500 to 6,000 people every weekend through the spring and the fall, and then doing these massive camps during the summer. And it was just a great thing. And this guy, my guest, actually stepped into that world a number of years after I left, and he's a trainer for Peak Potential. So we have a very small world, but this guy really understands the stock market, how to create and bring freedom and create a great lifestyle. And what I want to let you know is that as you listen to him, I know he's got this webinar coming up. It's a free webinar coming up to sort of give you more understanding. And that's coming up tomorrow. So on Wednesday, I believe. But listen to the end of the show, or you know, you can go track him down on his website and you can find out when that, the webinar. Yeah. And listen, there's no kickbacks for me. I'm not asking, I'm not getting anything for this or anything like that. I just know that for those of you that are interested to find out more about the stock market, but I mean, this is really worth listening to. Because it may be he may wake up in you something that sort of gives you the sort of desire to sort of, you know, dabble. And what I love about his process is that you don't need money to learn this. You know, you don't need money in the beginning to understand the stock market. They actually teach you how to do it with sort of like a fake account, like Monopoly money, where you can really learn. And he'll tell you on the show about his 11-year-old daughter, who is pretty amazing on the market. So again, sit back, relax, and enjoy the wonderful Eric Frady. All right, well, here I am, and welcome to the show. And as ever, I am incredibly excited, and I'm really excited today. You know, this gentleman that I get to bring on the show is somebody we have shared a similar path. And he has a passion that I'm going to bring to the forefront. But the path what we share is all about transformational work. And this guy is obviously a huge heart and great passion. And I'm so excited to have you on the show, Eric.
David, I certainly appreciate you inviting me, and I'm very excited about today. Thank you very much.
Well, let's delve into where our paths crossed. I was a trainer at Peak Potentials for about 3 years, and after I left, you and now are one of the master trainers for one of the great training companies in the world, and you do that really on the side of one of your big, big passions, which is also education. But how did you find the Peaks world? How did that all come about?
You know, I'd always been a fan of Harv's book, you know, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, and I really believed in the message that he was putting out to the world, that we all have that blueprint, and it's very important to recognize that blueprint because it will either literally make you or break you. So setting that financial thermostat, if you will, it really spoke to me because I have had my ups and downs in life, and it was really the reason of not knowing what my blueprint was set at. So when I read the book, I was naturally a fan, and I used to actually give it away as one of my bonuses before someone could even go through my own course because I thought it was so, so important. And Harv and I, we have a mutual friend. He got in touch with me one day and asked if I would be willing to actually come out and just take a look to see what really Peak Potentials was all about. So I live in North Carolina, and I said, Harv, you know, where is the next Millionaire Mind Intensive? He said, it's in Denver. So I got into an airplane and flew out to Denver, Colorado, was absolutely blown away, and I knew that I had to be part of what they were doing.
It's interesting, though, you know, because that's what happened to me. I didn't go to the Millionaire Mind Intensive. My very first program was the Warrior Camp, which was their extreme kind of like high-end, you know, crossing coals and climbing ropes, and it was like, that was my very first introduction to Harv. And I thought his name was Herb. I never heard anything about him. I didn't know who he was. I was just invited to this program and I just said yes. And so halfway through day two, I'm like, this Herb character is pretty good. But it was like, I realized that they say that there's two of the most important days in your life, the day you're born and the day you discover why. And what I get from you, Eric, is that you've really discovered your passion of education. Is that right?
Absolutely. It really does. I really love helping people get it. And whenever you see that light bulb come on, there's very few things that really keep me going with that amount of energy. And I love doing that.
And so, you know, let's talk about your primary passion. Well, outside your the four women in your life, your three little girls and your wife, which is obviously, I would put your number one passion. Let's talk about, you know, what it is that you love. And why don't you sort of give us, step us into your world of this ability to create residual and passive income streams from the comfort of your home. Like, can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. What I was looking for many, many years ago was something that I could make a lot of money and really make it really quickly. I wasn't looking for one of those, you know, get rich quick schemes. You know, I don't mind hard work. I just want to be able to work smart with it. So I was introduced to the stock market, and a gentleman really basically said, Eric, I'm going to teach you everything that I know, but you know what? Don't mess up. But David, you know, he didn't use the word mess, if you know what I mean. He said, don't mess up.
Rhymes with duck.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And so I listened to this gentleman because I had seen the success that he had in his life by simply trading the stock market. And I just followed the simple plan that he had. And I was able to not only save myself from bankruptcy, literally, but I was able to create financial freedom for myself and literally thousands of people all over the world because I did not mess up and I literally listened to him.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously this idea of trading, you know, there's everyone, everyone who hears that word, they have a number of different responses. There's some are completely overwhelmed by the prospect of it. And there are people that have this deep intrigue and yet still don't cross the line into it because they simply don't know where to start. And I think that's what I love about your approach is that you said something to me when we were just chatting. The idea that this education process, it's not about stuffing someone into a room for 2 days, cramming their head full of things, and then sending them out into the big wide world, which in the trading world, I'm sure must create some catastrophic events afterwards. Is that right?
David, you could not have said that any better. And that's exactly what happens out there. The reality is this, the education that you get in those 2 day workshops is absolutely superb. I mean, you could literally take that information and go out there and make the money. However, when people leave, their head is literally out to here and, you know, fear sets in, no accountability. So they take this great education that they've just received and there's no application to it. You see, you have to have application with the education, or else you just have an education. And I've traveled all around the world and I've met people that have more degrees than a thermometer, but they're broke.
Right, right.
So they've never been properly really educated on how to apply what they've learned.
Because you're talking about two things. You're talking about this sort of two or maybe even three pronged approach. But the first part is there's the information itself. There's the rules. There's a methodology of success, which is actually, you're not the only one that knows this. I mean, there's a lot of people that understand there's rules. But what was missing for the average person to step into this world of being able to trade from anywhere in the world, I mean, you could be sitting on a beach in Peru, and well, maybe not Peru, but you could be sitting on a beach somewhere in Hawaii, and you can be trading. And those are my friends who actually trade for a living. I mean, and I have two very, very close friends that trade for a living. I mean, they are very, very wealthy, and they only apply themselves so many. I mean, they have, I think one of them is about an hour and a half a day, but she's been doing this as a full-time occupation, an hour and a half a day for about the last 20 years. So it truly can become a wonderful lifestyle, right?
Absolutely. With the proper education, accountability, and proper application, there is no question about it. But it's just like anything else in life, right? If you want to be a great driver, you practice. If you want to be a great football player, you practice, and you build that confidence. Because so many people, they think, you know, I've lost money. Well, and a lot of people think that the two motivating factors of the stock market is supply and demand. No, the two motivating factors of the stock market is fear and greed. Mm. And we have a very systemized approach to be able to remove that fear so that you can then apply what you've learned.
So just to let people know, mastermindtraders.com is your website, mastermindtraders.com. So if people want to check you out, that's the place to go. Let's open this door. And again, I was sort of starting on that track of, you know, the idea of the methodology, but then what you've added to it is this ability, like you talk about practice, but there's almost this other element, which is your program's a year long, where people can really get this guidance, which is allowing them to cross all the bridges to be able to be successful in the end. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Once again, you really hit the nail on the head earlier, David. There are other places and other people that teach this methodology, if you will. And I do like methodology much better than a strategy or a structure. It really is a methodology. So what we have done, as opposed to just the 2 days or the 3 days, we really stretch this out a year to really make the individual a mentor, a master themselves. And that does take time, because what we want to do is teach you one step at a time to give you literally bite-sized chunks where that comfort level is there, and you're like, wow, I actually can do this. Mm-hmm. And then once you have that aspect down, then we'll give you the next bite. Then we'll give you the next bite. It truly is a marathon here.
Mm. I love that because, you know, I mean, one of Harv's quotes, right? Every master was once a disaster. But the ability, I mean, Vince Lombardi, I think he was the most winningest coach in football. There's that famous time, you know, he just won the Super Bowl the year before. And, you know, he walks into the locker room the next season and 90% of all the players were there from the last Super Bowl. And his opening line, he held up the football. He said, "Gentlemen, this is a football." And he went back to teach them again the basics, and why he was such a winningest coach was because the fundamentals were constantly being improved. Those simple things that most people, you know, skip over, they just kept drilling and drilling, and that practice, practice, practice. Is that the kind of ideology that you have?
You are exactly correct. It is, you keep doing, it's a system. It is a methodology, and that's the word I want to stay away from, is a system. It is the methodology. So you follow the methods, the simple methods.
The proven methods, right? The proven methods.
Absolutely. Day in and day out, and you can achieve the same results that we have. Look, if I can do this, anybody on the planet can do this. I promise you that.
So let's talk about you for a little bit. I mean, how did you get into, before you kind of hopefully open the door for us and allow us to peek behind the magic curtain, how did you get into this? What was the sort of the early lessons you had to learn in order to be as good as you are?
Well, let me just back up just a little bit. I'm from North Carolina, and it's really right here in North Carolina, it's the furniture capital of the world. So I was in furniture, and I was out there just trading, you know, trading my time for dollars, and I was very well at what I did. As a matter of fact, David, I was in the top 1% of the furniture industry in the entire world. So I made a really good living for my family, but I wasn't really looking at the news and looking at, you know, what was going on out there and furniture moving over to China and different parts of the world. So I ended up losing just about everything by not listening to people. Well, it was at that time when I was introduced to my mentor that said, "Look, Eric, I want to teach you about the stock market, but you follow what I'm teaching you and you can have the exact same success that I have." So I was at that time going back to school, you know, going, taking 17 credit hours in college, working a full-time job. I had a 2-year-old girl, a little baby girl, and I had one on the way. And I just said, you know what? I'm going to learn this. And I've been able to do that. And it was so simple that I just shook my head. I said, why don't we create a company to be able to help other people? So that's where it really started, was from there. I needed to buy back more time in my life, and very, very quickly. And the thing that really appealed to me about the stock market is I didn't have to have a storefront. I didn't have to, you know, do a lot of different things that people have to do to create a business, because I didn't have a lot of capital at the time. And this was just a perfect opportunity for me to practice, build that confidence, start with a small amount of money, and really build it from there. So that's where I really started, and I haven't looked back since.
So talk to me a little bit about somebody starting out. I mean, this show goes out to, you know, almost 200 countries. Is it something that anyone in any country could adopt, or do you need to be living in a certain country in order to trade? What's some of the rules around that?
That's a great question. I literally have people that live in, I have students in Japan, I have students in Australia, I have students in Singapore, Mexico, Ecuador, Canada, all over the world. So anywhere where you can get an internet connection, you know, and have a computer, you can trade anywhere. Education, internet connection, and a computer is all you need to be able to learn to trade. So anywhere throughout the world. And there's different brokerages that we can help you throughout the world to be able to get started.
Because the methodology is the same in all areas, right?
Absolutely. David, did you know that the U.S. stock market is the number one wealth concept in the history of the world? More money has been made in the U.S. stock market than anything else in the history of the world. The sad part about it is a lot of that money has been the greed of Wall Street. And I think it's just about time for the individuals throughout the entire world to take control of their future, learn these simple methods, proven methods, to be able to seize control of that as well.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of financial advisors will tell people to diversify, but they do it within a portfolio that's managed by someone else. I mean, if somebody like yourself who has a passion of education, working with peaks and the other things you do, this is your diversification, is to master another arena where you can make money, right?
Absolutely. No question about it. I mean, the wealthiest people in the world have two things. They have passive income and they have investment income. And you know, the investment income is very, very crucial to be able to have that. And you continue to allow your money. You know the movie, Money Never Sleeps? That is so true. It does not sleep. And your money can outwork you and continue to multiply if you just have the right tools. It's as simple as that.
I agree. That's one of the things I teach all the time. Eric, another thing you mentioned was that you didn't have a lot of money when you started this, you know, a lot of capital. You didn't say money, but talk to me about, you know, someone starting out right now and outside of the program, because I don't even know what you charge for your program, but just to say, hey, listen, I want to step into this world and I want to be a trader. I'm going to take this seriously. I'm going to learn with Eric. I'm going to take this year program. How much money do people normally start with if they're seriously looking at this as a long-term lifestyle choice, as opposed to I'm just going to dabble?
Right. I get that a lot. And, you know, of course, the more someone can start with, the quicker they'll be able to grow that money and the faster. However, this education is something that you will have literally for the rest of your life. So that's what I like to have people focus on. And whenever I get people to start to practice trade, because it really is that, it's practice. And whenever you open up a brokerage account, you're going to be playing with monopoly money. You're going to be playing with let's just call it fake money. So you're going to practice and you're going to build your confidence that way in an account that has an allotted amount of fake money there. So you practice, you build your confidence. You practice, you build your confidence, you take a step forward, you practice, you build confidence, you take a step forward, and you continue to do that. And then you start with a small amount of money. It doesn't matter if you start with $50 or $500 or $5,000. None of that matters with our system.
So basically, if I get you right, I just want to interrupt just so that people get this. So the process has been designed with this fake money, this play money, this this monopoly money, where you can get to a point of understanding your own ability, your confidence level, your ability to really see and understand the market. So once you get that level of confidence, you can build up this fake money to the point you say, okay, I'm ready now, and take an investment, however small, however large. So if they want to start with 50,000 or 5,000 or 500 or 50, then that's the kind of process. It's always going to be up to your own individual tolerance as you grow the confidence. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And the subconscious mind is very funny like that, because what's going to happen is the subconscious mind will start to see, wow, I'm sort of missing out on this. And a lot of students, they stop spending money on themselves and investing in their future. They stop the Starbucks, they stop the unnecessary things, and they use that money to start funding a brokerage account, because the conscious mind can physically see the money that they're missing out on. So then they start to fund that, and it just grows from there.
That's an interesting concept. I really like that, for those of you listening up. I mean, it's like quite often when people use that term, yeah, I already can't afford it. And we're talking about here about taking money you're already spending and saying, well, you know, instead of using it over there. And what do you think, Eric, the average person spends in Starbucks if they're a coffee drinker, if they have a couple of coffees a day, what's that, $5 to $10 a day or something?
Absolutely. There's a lot. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, now, could you build a fortune? I mean, if you took that as a year investment, if you said, you know, you had $3,600 at the end of the year, that you would have taken from some other means, and we're just talking about coffee, and you don't have to give up coffee to do this. But if you had $3,600 and you really applied yourself, could you turn that into a true passive and a residual income and an investment income?
Let me answer the question this way. Numbers do not lie, and I keep every single one of my trades all documented. David, we made 445.2% last year in the market.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, that everyone who invests just went, what? And, I mean, if you get a 15% return on a lot of investments, you're doing pretty good. You're talking about a 452-point return. That's awesome. How many years have you been trading, Eric?
About 10 years.
10 years. All right. I think we've dabbled on the outside of the curtain for a while. Why don't you lead us through and maybe give us some of the insights that, you know, that will allow people to say, yeah, you know what? I'm interested in looking at this one-year program. And how do you help us sort of cross that bridge? How does someone know that it's for them?
Right. Well, basically, here's how it's broken down. I understand how a lot of seminar companies work and a lot of education is out there. Once again, where you get the 2 days worth of information, there's a lot of great education. And then you leave, you're all gung-ho, you go open a brokerage account and you're excited. Well, we sort of saw that model and said, well, let's do sort of a reverse business model. Why don't we allow people to take this program for a solid year? So here's how this works. It's broken down into video module series to where you will watch video one. And it doesn't matter if you've traded your entire life or you've never traded before. And that's something that I wanted to touch on, David. If you have never in your entire life traded, we start off with the foundations. What is a stock? Why is Wall Street called Wall Street? How do I open up a brokerage account? What are these? What does all this stuff mean? So we start off from the very basic foundation. And my idea for creating this was to be able to bring someone off the street that knows absolutely nothing about the stock market and help them become very successful. So you watch the video modules. The very first video module, you'll get a manual that you download and you'll take notes with that. Within 7 days of you watching that video, we're going to have a live mentoring session with you. They're all online, so you don't have to travel. There's no airfare. There's no hotel. We want you to take that money and put it into a brokerage account so you can trade it. So we take the information that you have just watched on a video and we go much deeper live with you. It's all classroom setting, so you will have other students that will ask questions that maybe you didn't even think of. So it's really, all of us, we're really, really learning from one another. Once that mentoring session is over, you're going to get the next video. Remember, these are bite-sized chunks. You're going to have a little homework each week to be able to continue to move forward. That goes on, David, for about 12 weeks. Now, we teach 10 different strategies within our Mastering the Markets mentorship program, 10 different strategies. Why do we teach 10 different strategies? Because different people are different. There's type A, B, C, D personalities. And so what will happen is your personality will migrate over to the strategy that really fits you the best. So you'll pick out two or three strategies that you'll start using, whether it's in your retirement account to be able to, you know, get some of that money back, or it's to pay extra bills here or there. So we really go through about 12 weeks of that every single week. And if you can't make a live mentoring session, that's no problem. We'll archive it and you can actually watch it at your leisure. After the 12 weeks, we continue the application. I cannot say application enough. How to apply this education. We continue that every other week for the remainder of the year. We continue to help you chart. We give you our indicators, exactly what we look at. You will have everything that you need to become a successful trader. Now, support is key. We have a closed Facebook group of traders throughout the world that post their thoughts. That you have a question, you post your question right in our closed Facebook group, and instantly you will have people answering your question because they've been through the process as well, and they are giving back. Once again, people from all over the world are helping you do that.
That's great. And talk about time allotment, because, you know, there's people out there right now who, you know, time is their the thing that they look at as being the limiting factor in creating true success and wealth. You know, I'm too busy. I have a job. I have this. I've got kids. I'm running people around. What kind of time allotment, especially in those first 12 weeks where you're going through these videos, you're having your, you know, your mentoring program, your mentoring call with someone live to help you really deeply understand it. And then you're doing your homework portion. What kind of time allotment are we looking at?
I think it was Wade Cook or maybe even Dave Ramsey that said it. If you'll live like no one else now, you can live like no one else later. And that really kept me going whenever I had, you know, the my baby on the way, my two-year-old. I was working full-time, going to college and learning the stock market. So I can really appreciate those people that have that concern. So what we want to do is at Mastermind Traders, we have actually taken out all of the fluff. And we really get right down to it. So if you can spend an hour and a half to 2 hours a week or so, really at first, build upon that, then that's all you'll need. And over time, that will start to really narrow down. But the more you can really put into this program, the quicker you'll be where you want to be. But at first, you know, let me even be a little bit more maybe liberal with that. Let's just say maybe at first, 3 hours a week.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, you talked about personality, and I want to sort of delve in there a little bit. You know, when you mentioned the 10 kind of styles, a lot of people don't understand. I actually teach one of my programs. I look at sort of identifying real personality sort of traits as far as, you know, what the motives of personalities. And I know at Peak Potentials, they talk about money personalities, you know, your spender, your avoider, your money monk and all that kind of thing. And we're looking more about the sort of the color code. I don't know if you're familiar with the color code, but it's really sort of looking at the drivers, the motives that, so everyone does respond. And then you've got the visual, auditory and kinesthetic people. So truly, I mean, a lot of people get to compare themselves with other personalities. What you've done, it sounds like, is found a home where unique personalities will say, hey, listen, this really fits who I am. It fits my motives. It fits my sort of style of living. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. Whenever you first start, we actually pair you up with a coach. So you will have a coach, and all this is part of the program. There's nothing extra. There's no, you know, hidden software, none of that. It's all part of the program. And that coach will go over with a quick start call at the very beginning, basically finding out, why do you want to learn how to trade? You know, the whole Jim Rohn, the bigger the why, the easier the how. So we really dive deep into the why. Why do you want to do this? So we understand that from the very beginning, and this that coach's job through the process to really help identify what strategies will really resonate. And you, the individual really knows. They'll say, oh, I like that. And it's sort of an automatic thing that happens once they really get into the education. But we also do have coaches and support in the Facebook group to help navigate you to that correct strategy.
If somebody wants to do it as a full-time occupation, in other words, is it something you recommend? And if so, at what point is it? I mean, because everyone can learn differently. I mean, there's some people I'm sure that you see that are like wizards. They go in there, they get it really fast. They have a tolerance. They understand the methodology. They understand risk, and they sort of go for it. I mean, can you talk a little bit about some of the sort of the ways that people approach it, as far as a long-term vision, whether it's something I can do to create real wealth, and what time is it? A 1 year, 2 year, 3 year deal? I know it's a lifetime. I know it's not get rich quick. I get that really. I understand that from the markets, but talk a little bit about someone's journey if they truly wanted to make this a way of life.
Yes, I get emails and I get testimonies all the time, and this, a lot of those are on our website. I'm going to use Brandon. Brandon started last November. When I say November before last, so that would have been in 2012. In 2012, for instance, and I get these all the time, Brandon had never traded the stock market before, and he had $4,000 to start with. By June, Brandon was putting a down payment on a home. And he had made so much money from our strategy. I get people financially free. I absolutely do. But it's really an individual's journey. How much time are you willing to put in? What are you willing to cut out of your life so that you can do this? How much money do you have to start with or not? And there's so many variables that are there. But really, let's fix the first problem first. What do you want to do? Do you want to repair your retirement account? That might take a little bit longer. Do you want this to maybe start paying your car payment? Let's figure out a goal. Figure out how much you're going to need to accomplish that goal, and let's see how much you start with and what strategy best fits that. It's not a cookie cutter approach, and that's why we have put so many tools to implement at the same time to get you there as quickly as possible.
Let's talk about mistakes. What are some of the common mistakes that people make approaching this arena? I mean, this is a whole arena where you talked about, more money's made in this arena than any other methodology in the world. But what is the mistakes or the pitfalls that people come into? What's the mindset pitfalls, especially, that sort of get people trapped so that they don't realize the success we're talking about?
David, I think you know that as well. It doesn't matter if you're in real estate. It doesn't matter if you're in a network marketer. It doesn't matter if you're in the stock market. It doesn't matter if you own your own business. It doesn't matter if you're a husband, a wife. If you don't do what you say you're going to do, you're not going to have what you want. And that's the number one problem that I've seen, is that people, they come in and they don't do what they say they're going to do. If you follow the system, do what we tell you to do, then you can have what we have. It's as simple as that. People try to make it so difficult. All you have to do is what you say you're going to do, and you can have what you want. And I am absolutely convinced of that.
Another thing I'm fascinated by, we have a lot of young people in our community. Is there an age limit, obviously, for this? And if somebody, let's pretend there's somebody out there, we have a community of about almost 7,000 young people who all have a goal of creating financial freedom and of creating, wealth for themselves, and understanding that they can truly live a life of freedom in their 20s and 30s instead of waiting till our generation that was taught it has to happen in the late 60s. Is there a way of doing the education, even if you were underage, so that you were ready for the markets and you could learn that? Or do you have to be a certain age to even enter the program?
That's absolutely the great question. Now, you have to be 18 years old before you can open a brokerage account, and that's just a law. Now, this needs to be taught in schools, David. I mean, we're taught how to balance a checkbook, maybe, but we're not taught how to manage our money. And really, this needs to be taught in high schools and in colleges and universities throughout. But I will tell you this, I have an 11-year-old daughter that trades. And she makes probably more money than a lot of people make. And she makes probably more money in a month than a lot of people make in a year. She's got it. Now, the thing is, people are out there saying, well, you're her father. Well, the thing is that children do what you tell them to do. They don't get in their analytical mind and allow all the stuff to get in the way. So my what I would say is that start the education. It's all about the education as soon as possible. And if you have a parent out there, that parent can open up a brokerage account for you. And you can trade and you can teach your parent how to maybe get out of debt. So as far as I'm concerned, the earlier we can start someone, the better off that they're going to be for the future.
That's great. And that really is, because I look at that mindset. I mean, it's crazy to think that education or financial education is still not taught at school. And I mean, obviously, and most teachers, I have a lot of friends who are teachers, so this isn't a slant, but I mean, they make 60, and if they're really even principal, maybe even up to 70, 80, or a private school could be even 100 grand a year. But a lot of the people teaching their kids are trading time for money, and it's not a lot of money for the time they trade, seeing that they're growing our greatest asset. So doing, I mean, having kids learn this stuff where they can do a sort of an online education is pretty remarkable, right?
Absolutely. And you just really can't start too early. And the fact is, the main reason why this is not being taught in schools and professors and really brokers will not teach you what we're doing, because the brokers don't even know how to trade like we trade. So, you know, it really starts there. So if brokers don't understand what we're doing, you see, a broker is really taught to sell you products, services, and they make fees. They charge fees. So you'll lose money if the stock market goes down, while they still make money. Well, if brokers don't even understand how to really trade the stock market, because that's what a broker's job is to do. And I want everyone to understand that most mutual fund manager, and I do mean most, I mean, there are brokers out there that are great. There's financial planners out there that are great, but most of them do nothing but match and mirror the market. I mean, Peter Lynch, the most well-known mutual fund manager in the world, said that. That most people with just a little bit of time and study can outperform 95% of mutual fund managers out there. So if mutual fund managers don't understand how to really trade the stock market and invest, if brokers don't really, then how in the world are professors going to do that? And how in the world are teachers going to be able to do that? So it's not being taught, and there's a huge void out there, and that's one of the main reasons why we created this company.
You know, it's interesting because When I first started out, obviously, you know, I grew up with really broke parents and I backpacked for 10 and a half years. So I didn't have any formal education. And it was really, you know, when I started to create wealth for myself, it was like through the same journey probably with you. You know, I started reading Think and Grow Rich. You know, I did, you know, The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I started educating myself and really making these choices and put exactly what you said. I put into application the things I learned and was able to create a beautiful lifestyle for myself. But it was interesting, around the time I started to really question, I had a money manager, I had somebody that I would, buy mutual funds through, all these different things. And I remember sitting with him, and I would meet with him two or three times a year. And the more money I started to make, once I started to apply myself into creating wealth, and then when my income started to go, into seven figures and beyond, he wanted to have a few more meetings. And this is a funny story. I remember sitting down with him, and I hadn't been to his office for probably about 5 years. And we'd bought a lot of properties. One of my passions is properties. We bought a lot of properties. We were doing very, very well. And he asked to have a meeting with me. And as we're sitting there, I said to him, Eric, I said, can I ask you a question? I won't use his name on the air. I said, tell me how old you are. He said, well, he says, if I tell you, he said, will you keep it a secret? And I said, sure. Cause he didn't look his age. He said he was 77. And I said, well, tell me another reason. Are you working at this because you have to, or because you're just passionate about it? He says, no, no. He says, you know what? I can't afford to retire. So here's my money manager that had been hounding me for 15 years. And luckily, because I mean, I did in the early days when I didn't know any better, I used to give him my money and he would diversify it because that's what they told me to do. And I would watch this money, especially, you know, shrink, because mainly it would shrink. And he'd say, well, your losses weren't too bad this year. And what you're talking about really is that there are some people out there, and I would say probably more maybe people that are doing it as a job who don't deeply understand it than the percentage that are experts and like yourself who truly know how to go out there and make money in the markets for themselves. And that's a bit of a shame, right? Because it really does give the markets a bad name.
It really does. And these are a lot of good-hearted people, just like you're telling me. I imagine your money manager was a really nice guy.
I loved him. I still love him. He's a great, great guy.
Absolutely.
He's broke, but he's a great guy.
Right. And but the thing is that they're all blinded. I mean, I could talk about the creature from Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve and how we're not set up to succeed. And, you know, that's just something different. But really, we are not set up to succeed. We're really not. We are set up to work. But it's once you really start to do your research, once you really start align yourself with someone like David, with individuals that have made it out there, then you can have the same results. I was interviewing someone, David, one time, and he was a very, very wealthy man. He's world famous. I'm not going to tell you who he is, but I had diarrhea at the mouth. I was just, you know, kept asking him questions. He said, Eric, just stop for a second. He said, Eric, if you want what I have and you want to do what I do, then just do what I do. And that was like a light bulb that went off in my head. Just do what I do. So I've really started to model myself after individuals like that and really follow successful people, not the people who are having to work that job like you're talking about, because you'll end up there. So it really is just about getting out of your own head, stepping out, practicing, building the confidence, and taking one step at a time.
That's awesome. Eric, this has been really, really helpful. We don't have too long left in the show, but I wonder, there's probably a million questions I could have asked or should have asked and I haven't asked. Is there any questions or anything that you would like to talk about that I haven't covered just yet as we sort of preparing the last sort of 7 or 8 minutes of the show?
You know, the thing is that we're here to help. I am available to answer any questions. You know, people can reach me. There's my website. I even put my cell number right on the front of my website. A lot of people would think you're crazy, but that is my cell number. It's right on the front of my website. My email is eric@mastermindtraders.com. My pricing is very, very reasonable. And I can assure you, I'm not out there doing this for the money. I want to make sure I have a personal vendetta against greed in Wall Street, and I want to help you make the money that you deserve. It's broken down into bite-sized chunks to be able to help you. And we actually have a webinar coming up very soon, and I don't know how deep you really wanted to get into that, but we do have one coming up very soon to explain even more about that.
Well, when's your webinar coming out, Eric? And then what I'll do is I'll see if I can launch the show in alignment with that for you. And if I can't, you know what? They're just going to have this little piece of information beforehand, but I'm going to do my best to get it out there at the same time for you.
Absolutely. We're going to have a webinar this Wednesday night, which will be January the 22nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, the next class starts January the 28th. That's when the next class will start, and we'll offer these quarterly. Now, I take small amount of people, so I assume, you know, I'm going to get a lot of response from this. So if you get on a waiting list, that's okay. We'll get you the next time. But again, you can say anytime, whenever this webinar goes out or this podcast rather, you can reach me at eric@mastermindtraders.com, and I will get back in touch with you to answer any and all questions that you do have.
Okay. And now if they want to be on this webinar, do they have to go into a certain URL or?
Yeah, they can send me an email and I will send them that that information.
Sounds great.
You can also go to www.mastermindtraders.com/success.
Okay, great. Awesome. Well, Eric, just on a sort of a sidebar right here, what's when you look at your trading right now for you personally, how much time are you spending today? You talk about your daughter who's doing so great, really great. And how old is she again?
She is 11 years old.
11. And she's, like you're saying, she's really learned how to master these markets. Is it something where you are now down, like my friend spends about an hour a day? I mean, do you spend that long or how much time do you spend on the markets right now?
Well, the thing is, David, is I have a lot of people that actually rely on me as the education. So it does help me. When I say rely, I mean, you know, doing the application. So I'm not only just trading the stock market, but I'm also preparing classes and things to help people. But if I were just trading, you know, know, I would open up the market starting at around 8:30, 9 o'clock, look at the market analysis, decide what I want to do for that day, and I would be done in just a couple of hours, at tops. And, you know, there's days where I won't trade at all because I really have strategies where you can set the trades up, put in a contingency order, you walk away from it and live your life. I do not want to create another job for people. I want to create a methodology to where it will free people as opposed to just sitting in front of your computer all day. That is not what we want you to do.
That's great. The show's called The Kick-Ass Life. I wonder, Eric, if you had to describe a kick-ass life to you, what's a kick-ass life to Eric?
It's really being able to do whatever you want to. I mean, how many of you would love to be able to go backpacking and do what David's spoken about here? I was able to take my family across country this summer. We went to Vancouver. We went to Canada, Grand Canyon, you know, all over the place. And that is something that my little girls will never, ever, ever forget. Being able to do whatever you want to do and creating that financial freedom. Listen, not only for yourself, but just imagine being able to give back to those people in Haiti, to the people in Philippines, to the people in Japan, those people that are suffering out there, to be able to help others as well. Living the life that you deserve, having the lifestyle for your family, but also contributing to others, just like David is doing here today.
Awesome. Well, Eric, it's been a great pleasure. I look forward to getting to know you more. We have a lot of mutual friends, and hopefully our circles will cross more often. And where are you living, by the way? You live in Vancouver?
No, I live in North Carolina.
I knew what I started the show with that. What am I thinking? When you talked about Vancouver right there, it sort of went through my head. Yeah. Well, listen, it's so much fun having you on the show. I really appreciate it. And I'll do my best to get this out this week, okay?
Thank you so much, David. I really appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
So what I tell you, it's really worth a great lesson. And, you know, I really like that piece about doing what you say you're going to do, but really learning how that, you know, there's lots of different ways to create financial freedom, you know, and my passion is real estate. You know, Eric's is, in the markets, and you know, you got to find your area that you're passionate about. Don't forget, he's got the next class starting on Wednesday, January 28th. You can go on our website, thekickasslife.com, on the show notes if you want to get that link to him. All right, but I think it's time for a song, and then I want to wrap up with something. I want to share something with you before you go. So listen in, and maybe have a sing along. I want this to be a sing along. Come on, you're either walking the dog, you're washing the plates, you know, you're washing the car, you know, you're in the gym. Come on, David Gilks, push those weights, you know, and, you know, you're on your way to school, whatever you're doing right now, or you're sitting there with your mom having a listen while you put your makeup on, going to school. I know who that is. You know who that is. Anyway, whatever you're doing, I want you to sing along to this one. You young kids, if you don't know it, you better learn this song because you'll be singing this at karaoke when you're about 60. Here we go.
I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
Yeah, I'm going to sing. You better put it. Block your ears up.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Yeah, yeah. You better be singing. Come on. It's going to get busier now. You young people, just wiggle your hips. Come on. Those hips are there for wiggling.
Did you write?
Best day of your life.
Do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
Woo!
And I dig those rhythm and blues.
Woo!
Yeah, you know what? I don't care if you don't think I can sing. I'm going to sing anyway. It's my show, and if I feel like singing, I'm going to sing. Now, I just drove about, you know, a million people away, but that's okay. We're good. We're good. Listen, do me a favor, will you? Share the show. Share the show. And if you want to get the free videos, go to amplifiednetworkmarketing.com. Remember, you got to think about this. Even if you've got one of those weird minds that have sort of some negative connotation around that word, network marketing, is that a pyramid scheme? All right. Anyone who says that is normally broke or they don't understand it. So don't even get caught in that trap because, you know, if not finding a great vehicle that can grow you personally and truly allow you to have no ceiling on your earnings. And there's not many out there. Listen, I've done it all. And that's why I'm passionately in love with this industry and why I'm so excited about the new show. It's, you know, like I say, it's all about personal growth anyway, because truly your wealth will only grow to the extent you grow yourself. How many times do I have to say this to you guys out there? So support the new show. Go get the new videos. Give you a little taste. All right. And again, it's not a sales job, so don't worry about it. But I look forward to it. I really want to make this one of the great dominant shows of business education, because again, I know so many people who are making six and multiple six-figure incomes who have no time with their family, or they're in sales and the quota goes up every single year. So it doesn't matter how good they get, the quota keeps going up, or they're a white-collar worker and they're stuck in a little booth somewhere, or they're a blue-collar worker getting paid just enough to keep them there and they're working just hard enough not to get fired, you know, or, you know, they're an investor and you've got lots of money and you're sitting back on a beach somewhere, no problem, right? But this industry is a powerful industry. So if you don't know about it, let me educate you, you know. And anyway, so network marketing, Amplified, go there. I'm sorry, Amplified Network Marketing, say the right thing, .com. Get your free videos. And again, don't forget, Eric's got his free webinar as well. And there's no kickbacks coming over here, by the way, when I talk about these things. You know, I'll tell you when there is. If I get a little money thrown my way, I'll tell you, but I'm not getting anything from this one. So have a great one, and I'll definitely see you on the other side. And be excited, the next show, million downloads. Whoop, 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 whoop. See you on the other side.
That was kick-ass.